This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
It's been on my mind for quite some time now.
Looking forward to this.
The wrap-up rant, we'll call
wrap
it.
Wrap-up rant.
Why not?
Yeah.
So recently I've been, it was the holidays quite some time ago, it seems now, but I just started getting into the Fast and Furious, right? I watched... So funny.
I don't know. It just seems odd that you've gotten into a like.
Now,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yep. Yes, I missed the wave, and I thought the new one's coming up, so I thought I'd backtrack and get through, do a marathon and get through them and be prepared for the newest one.
I like it.
Thank you. So start off watching number one. They're great movies, might I say, but that's not the concern I have.
Mm.
Through the years, through the movies, and as they progressed, from the first one to the last one, I find the fight scenes getting more elaborate and more elaborate.
Yeah.
Now, it got to Fast 5, I do believe, with the introduction of a new character, The Rock. Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson does play a key part as some sort of agent who's tracking down Vin Diesel. And there's a fight scene. It's hyped up to this big brawl. The two alpha males go
Correct,
at it.
Yeah.
And this is where my rant begins. This is where my itch needs itching, as they say. So in this fight scene, they exchange some words and then they go at it. Now, I looked at it many times through and through. And it doesn't just happen in this one. It happens in quite a few, like all the Avengers and everything nowadays. They go for a very long time, and it's so unrealistic that it really bothers me the wrong way. In this fight scene, we have, I reckon, 7-10 punches thrown, and then some elbows smacked at the initial greeting. Then there is a spear tackle to concrete, where they get up with no blood or whatsoever.
Just remind me, this is early on in the film too.
This is midway through, I do believe.
In an office?
No, that's number 7. This is number 5. They're in a garage, and he's finally tracked him down. Vin Diesel.
Right. Okay. I'm with you now. Yes.
You got that.
I'm with you.
So they're having a good old fight, and they're throwing each other through windows. You know, we're talking glass windows. We're not talking that cheap stuff. We're talking like it's gonna hurt a lot. And it's The Rock as well. We're talking super. He's a big man.
Big fella.
You know, he's jumping on him, and they're still going at it, and it goes for about, I reckon, 2 minutes, and it cuts to the end of the scene. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel does win the fight, and again, I'm not angry with that. I'm frustrated with the fact that the next scene later...
You're not angry, you're just disappointed.
I'm just a little bit disappointed. The next scene later...
You sound disappointed.
Next scene later, we have no scratches. Nothing wrong with them. They get up and they start plotting. I don't remember. But they just get up and they've got nothing wrong with them. Now, tell me, am I over-exaggerating? Or is it a bit ridiculous that two humongous men throwing punches at each other don't even get one scratch?
No, I get it. I get your frustration.
As annoyed as I do, though.
Because it's tricky with Fast and Furious in particular, because they specifically make that movie with, and I mean no offense here, but they're meatheads, and the one that isn't is not in that many fights. The ones that aren't in as many fights, but the ones that are big, like Vin Diesel, The Rock, they genuinely are huge. Mm-hmm. So I think it's almost like they want us to view them as superhuman as part of the film.
So you think that's what they're going for?
I think absolutely that's what they're going for.
But okay, so then...
Because let's take it to Fast 7, where there genuinely is a spear tackle and he goes out the window. And doesn't he catch a chick and then land on a car and then the car collapses?
Yes.
Then he's in hospital.
What a scene, might I say.
Oh, that's actually one of the great scenes.
Good scene.
But you know why? But the thing is, he becomes injured. So what I feel is that because he becomes injured, it almost shows that the person who's done this to him has taken away his superhuman ability. Like, it emphasises how big this guy is. Whereas... Whereas the thing is, when we've got Vin Diesel and The Rock fighting each other, it's two superhumans fighting each other. So it becomes inevitable that, of course, they're going to team up together, because if they can't hurt each other, then why would they go against each other?
Hey, Paul, I just for the record, I just want to say you'd make a great English teacher, You're finding meaning in the meta.
Yeah, imagine that. Okay, now, students today, did you watch Fast and Furious 7 last night? Because we're going to do a deep analysis on that. We're going to look into conflict and how the two superhuman characters of Vin Diesel and The Rock cannot hurt each other. Yeah, that'd genuinely be one of the best English classes. Yeah. You know, sometimes I wish I was taught by me. You know, sometimes I wish I had a me in my life, but I don't. I got a Ewan. Who gets annoyed at fight scenes in Fast and Furious.
Every day, every Thursday morning. I don't know why you guys are laughing, okay? I'm not happy with it. And might I say, I do appreciate your belief. I'm not going to, you know, scrutinise you for that.
But, hang on.
Okay.
It's just an argument.
Okay.
Because if we don't have a for and against, we're just an echo chamber.
Okay, I like that. But what do you believe in? Do you think fight scenes should, in fact, be not supernatural?
For me, the best fight scenes are the ones where, yes, they get hurt, but they keep going. I can't think of any on me right now. You've put me on the spot. However, when there's a fight scene and they're just going back and forth at each other and the dude that you are supporting is really hurt, but then he gets up and he fights back again and it keeps going, those are the ones where I think... This is, I guess, kind of realistic. I mean, obviously, if you get hit in the head by a baseball bat, you're not going to get straight back up, but the fight keeps going on. Do you know what I mean?
All right.
And we don't promote violence here. I'm just saying it's cool to watch in movies.
That's correct. Yeah, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree with that. I want a bit more, you know, lifelike, you know, what's actually going to happen. Because, as again, what about the younger audience listening out there?
To be fair, though, you're talking about a set of movies where there was like a red Ferrari or sports car that literally drove through building to building in Dubai.
I feel like that's more natural. Boom. I feel like that's more likely to happen.
Let's talk about the scene. They break through security to get to a room where there's a car with like a hard drive.
Yes.
And they get in the car and what do they do to escape? No more brakes or something? No more brakes in the car?
There's no more brakes.
They drive through the building to get to another building. Then they drive through that building to get to another building and they almost go through the thing just to get a hard drive.
Completely.
How's that really?
Completely normal.
How's that really? This is a ridiculous conversation. We're going to have to end it here. Well, like you said, we're going to have to agree to disagree because that was just a ridiculous argument. You're listening to Get Serial on Thursday morning where it's just a constant argument that no one wins between you and I.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.